Day 212, or July the 31st. I am here for you. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2. All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people, who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Isaiah, author of the longest prophetical book in the whole Bible, has been called the St. Paul of the Old Testament, and his output, style, and considerable vocabulary back this up. Isaiah's last three chapters bring his prophecy of groaning and glory to a close, with the final chapter concentrating on the end times. Towards the end of Isaiah's life, King Hezekiah died and was replaced by the most wicked king who ever ruled in Judah. He was called Manasseh. Despite having a very godly father, Manasseh veered away from everything connected to the God of Israel, and probably gave Isaiah a hard time for the last years of this outstanding prophet's life. And now today's action step. It was a cynical but dim celebrity who looked at the wonderful statue of Christ the Redeemer, standing on top of the Corcovado Mountain overlooking Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and laughed. He went on to say, "If Jesus is shrugging his shoulders and hopelessly spreading his arms wide, thinking, 'I don't know, do I? What hope do we have?' How could he have missed the point so miserably?" Isaiah would have recognized the symbol immediately, a powerful Christ holding out his arms as wide as they will go to an obstinate world. It's a similar gesture to a child describing how much they love you, or a shepherd ushering sheep into a fold, not wanting any to wander and get lost. Wherever you go in Rio, you are never far from Christ the Redeemer with his welcoming arms. And that is so true for all of us, wherever we are. Isn't it about time you came back to him to receive his protection and forgiveness, but most of all, his unfathomable love? This is another opportunity to listen to day 21 again for more help.